For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony. Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
Susie, going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Denise Still, crazy after all these years.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also hear me on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast every Tuesday morning. And here I am with the gorgeous Ben Mandelker, my co-host, my internet life partner, my BFF. Hi, Ben.
Oh,
how you doing, hi. Buddy?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's Real Housewives of New York Day, so that's always a good time for me, Ben.
Oh, such a good time for all of us.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I love this show. It's the best, and the best thing is that we get to talk about it in just a few weeks in San Francisco. I'm sorry, in Phoenix. We are talking Roni in Phoenix, so get your tickets and come see us on June 21st, and I believe it's Stand Up Live in Phoenix. It's going to be a fabulous, hilarious time. You guys got to come. You just have to. You have to.
Yes.
We don't know when we're going back to Phoenix, so make the most of it now.
And right after that is San Francisco, Gay Pride Weekend in San Francisco. We're going to be talking Southern Charm and having a big Southern Charm Gay Pride Night in San Fran.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you kind of have to come see us in San Francisco. I mean, Luann is literally playing down the street from us the same night. Like, it's kind of destiny. It's a Bravo night in San Francisco. It's Gay Pride. I mean, like, it's gayness in the air. You have to come, even if you're straight.
Yes, and also we have our limited edition t-shirts out for the month of June, and it's What's the Matter? What's going on? What's happening? The Bethany Assistant t-shirt, so go get that at Crappens Merch or watchwhatcrappens.com. That's where you can also find ticket links for all of our upcoming shows. We're touring through the entire year, all of 2018.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
Now it's time for Real Housewives of New York. I know this is going to be a good episode because the previously is introed by Dorinda, and she's trying to sound like Carol, which is really weird. She's like, previously, I'm the Real Housewives of New York City. I was like, did you ask Dorinda to do this after 20 packs of cigarettes? It's like they just woke Dorinda up off the ground somewhere. We're like, will you record this?
She is like hungover. She got wasted last night in Boutique, and she is not ready to do her voiceover work. And there's a producer sitting in her bedroom holding up her yellow plates, being like, it's sunshine, it's sunshine, wake up.
I fell for it again.
Sunshine plate. I was cracking up even before basically the show started, for sort of the same reason, because they're showing previously on Real Housewives of New York, and they're showing all this stuff, and they show Luann the police footage of her being arrested, you know, when she's like, why, you know, it's like, you know, she's in the police cruiser right now. And the cop literally has his arm up on her chest and is like, listen, lady, I'm going to hogtie you if you don't stop. And then it cuts directly to like the opening credits, like just this like casual lounge music, like literally from "I'm going to hogtie you if you don't stop" to "Success in New York is only a matter of your high heels," whatever they say, you know. It's like
I love how they just they cut from Luann to Luann because they went. They have Luann going, "What is this nutcracker situation?" Like right into her being in a cop car. I was like, "Whoa, what did happen with that nutcracker? What happened between nutcracker and, you know, jail?"
Did she steal it? Did she steal it from El Chapo, or is she like transporting something for him in there?
El Chapo's a nutcracker. Let me tell you, that guy is a nutcracker. That's no joke.
I'll tell you, Countess and Friends includes so many different people. We got Cheyenne Jackson. We have Bernadette Peters. El Chapo.
Amy Phillips. El Chapo.
Here to sing a wonderful ranchero song is El Chapo. What do they call those songs that are about, those like ranchero songs that are about drug dealers? There's a specific genre that is, you know what I'm talking about?
They're called the Nutcrackeres. Nutcrackeros.
El Nutcrackero. I'm learning Spanish on Duolingo. It's called El Nutcrackero. Los No Crackerosimos. Am I doing it right?
Bum ba dum ba dum bum bum.
Three.
Crackero.
3, 2, 1. Ba 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 da da da. El Nutcrackero.
Give me a nut, give me a cracker, but never give me a nutcracker. 1, 2, 3, hit it, boys. Why?
Hey, officer, don't hog tie me because I'm gonna crack your nuts. # El Nutcrackero. 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna hog tie your nuts with my nutcracker.
3, 2, 1. Well, it makes me laugh every time. Okay, so we open just
her totally indelicate lyrics that don't even rhyme. They just are like flow of consciousness.
Let me read from my big trapper keeper covered in jewels diary.
Anyway, I'd like to call El Chapo on stage. We're going to sing a song we like to sing on those hot Mexican nights called El Nutcrackero.
Oh, he seems a little angry. Don't lose your head, Chapo. Get it, boys?
Now, where is that guy? You know, he is always sneaking away.
And now, from some wonderful underground music with El Chapo. Okay.
El Nutcrackero by Luann and El Chapo.
Okay, so we open with Bethany and her family in a car. And by her family, I mean Kevin.
Kevin, her driver. She's like, yeah,
Kevin, I'm going to Chicago today. I swear, I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to do a business conference. I'm going to get home. Brent's never going to be the wiser. Like, you know what the weather's like in Chicago? It's either cold or cold as fuck. Okay, Kevin, okay?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, I saw you at the jewelers. I saw you at Kevin Jewelers, huh? Is that what you do on the side, huh? Kevin Jewelers, huh?
Kevin is so checked out. He's like a library book, basically. He's just completely checked out. He's just staring at his phone like, I do not get paid enough for this, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if I have to hear Bethany make another joke about Chicago weather, I'm just going to just drive off this bridge right now.
Thankfully, so it's followed by Dorinda limping out to meet Ramona in a car, and she's got a cane.
And Ramona's like, hi, I'm here to pick you up. Do you need me to help you? Or can the doorman help you to the car? I was like, what happened? What is going on? Dorinda has a cane. Ramona is offering to help her into the car. What happened?
I stabbed myself in the foot. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, this is the most Real Housewives of New York injury of all time. Dorinda, she's like, well, I have a Christoffel salt shaker and it fell on my foot. I was like, I haven't used a salt shaker since before Richie died. And I thought, hey, I want to use it. I'm going to use that salt shaker from now on. It's important to have salt shakers, you know? So I decided to use it. It fell on my foot. My foot's in black.
I said, I deserve it. I'd love that Dorinda, just even before her foot's black, like she just wakes up one morning like, you know, that Christoffel salt shaker? I deserve that. I deserve it.
I'm just like imagining her on one of those like librarian ladders, you know, reaching up to like the find like the Christoffel shaker hidden behind a box of Special K or something. And it just comes tumbling down. I'll tell you what happened to my foot. It was It was Christoffel with a salt shaker in the kitchen.
Unfortunately, he's even more bloated now because I had salt.
So then Tinsley's on the phone with her mom, and I wrote, Tinsley's on the phone with her mom, no, Carol, because it's like, this is the phone, Carol, it's like,
That's how she talks when she's in California. She's so relaxed. Everything takes longer, including her syllables.
That's Carol getting a massage.
Yeah. So Tinsley is talking to Dale on the phone. You know, Dale's probably sitting there down in Florida eating Russell Stover chocolates while her daughter's yammering away. You know, she is. She's like, oh, this one has nougat. Go on, Tinsley. What are you talking about? She's like, oh, my God, Mom. Scott and I had such a good time in Palm Beach. Oh, my God, Mom. It was great. It's like literally the smallest city in all the world, and it was so much fun. How could a city so small be have such big fun?
And Carol's having way too much fun with this Luann went to jail thing, you know? And she's like,
well, a friend called me, and I thought, oh, no, she got a DUI. But then I Googled it, and I was scared for her. That's not a good place to be.
It's like, yeah, you seem terrified, Carol. You know, it's like that moment of Botox where you're just always smiling. But also, Carol, you just can't help smiling. Your face may not be able to tell me whether or not you're smiling, but that glimmer in your eyes tells me, bitch is smiling.
Well, guess what? Everyone was smiling, including production, because Carol says, when I heard about Luann getting arrested and, you know, I thought that she might have had a DUI, but it turns out it was so much more serious. If it were Beverly Hills, it would be like, dun, 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 dun. But on this one, it's like, dun, 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 dun. Like, oh, I thought she had a DUI. Turns out she just has 4 felonies and she assaulted a police officer and she might be going away to jail. And the music's like, dun, 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 dun. Like, it's just carefree and light. Like, it's just another day in New York. Let's get a croissant.
And Carol's like,
I emailed her and I said, whoops, that's not good.
And Tinsley's like, I was just a few blocks from where it went down. I was just right there and I felt badly for her because, you know, I know how it'll be taken in the press. And I reached out and I said, babe, I'm in town and I shouldn't have said this, but come over to my mom's. We'll have a cocktail.
Good one, Tinsley. I actually really respect that instinct.
Well, yeah, that's of course.
Yeah.
That's what else are you going to do before you're stuck in rehab?
Tinsley was so mad that she wasn't there. She's like, it's literally the smallest place on earth, and I missed the coolest thing happening. You know that's what she was thinking. So then, meanwhile, Ramona and Dorinda are talking about it. And Ramona, of course, has taken this chance to be demure. She's like, oh, Luann's taking, she's away right now. She's on vacation. She's at summer camp. Get it, Dorinda? Get it?
I love that she's whispering like somebody died. She's like, the wind's away, okay? I mean, I haven't spoken to her. How's her spirits? No pun intended, Ramona.
Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, I haven't talked to her either, you know? She's trying to check out and just ignore the noise. By the way, your call on Dorinda's new hair being B. Arthur's hair from The Golden Girls is fucking perfect.
Yeah, like Luke gave her Golden Girls hair. Like, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know how he can stay employed after giving her that hair, but he did. And so Dorinda's like, yeah, I don't think Dwayne's ready to go back into any sort of polite society. I'm like, none of you guys are ready to go into polite society. Nothing about you guys ever even screams polite.
Or society, really. I mean, you just dropped a salt shaker on your foot.
Okay. Yeah, you have a salt shaker injury. You broke your foot with a salt shaker.
She wasn't in a good place. And she goes, yes, well, she said she was self-medicating. And I did that. I was getting divorced. I mean, we're talking RPM. I mean, I didn't hit anybody. But still, this is bad. Bad. It's a bad thing.
Bad.
And the police were there. Bad. And that's bad. Okay?
This was an out-of-control situation that became public. And worse than that, the police were involved. And that's bad. That's so like so
bad.
Bad. It's like the worst kind of bad. It's like Michael Jackson. I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it. I'm bad, except it's about Luann. It's like Michael Jackson was like, Luann's bad. Luann's bad. And she knows it. She's bad, okay?
It's like the divorce, okay? It doesn't matter who won the divorce, who lost the divorce, who came in and tied the divorce, what the goalie was wearing at the divorce. I'm like, it's not about your divorce, Ramona, okay?
I was self-medicating. After that divorce, I was addicted to using anti-aging cream. Just couldn't stop using it on myself.
Self-medicating. If it weren't for that divorce, I wouldn't look 20 years old.
And I'm just like, you know what? Sometimes God stops what you you're not recognizing and need to stop. I'm like, yeah, sort of like a salt shaker falling from on high onto your foot and breaking it with supernatural powers.
God's telling you to lower your salt intake.
Yeah, I think if ever there was a sign from God, it was your Cristofol about a salt shaker plummeting from the heavens and splitting your foot in half.
So Dorinda's like, he had a party in the same place they had their engagement party. Did you go?
And Ramona's like, no. The music's like, you fucking liar. The music's like, lie.
She's doing Felix the Cat eyes, like left, right. No. I wasn't. Yeah, I spent my New Year's Eve. I'm doing like Dorinda and Ramona. And like, whoa, this is crazy. I spent my New Year's Eve at my friend Calm Pagostino. Okay? He had a great party.
I mean, I saw him. I ran into him a lot. Well, not him, but his penis, possibly. I don't know. Something happened. And Dorinda's like, who would go to that party where you know you're going to see him? Only a lowlife would go there. And the music's like, Ramona went there.
Ramona's just sitting there like... Ramona just like has like a Cristofol salt shaker in her like hand. She's like, do I do it now? She's just gonna bash. Like, she won't remember a thing. Okay.
Ramona is just full of lies when Ramona's quiet, because Ramona is never quiet. Ramona talks through church. Like, she is never quiet.
Whoa, everyone's eating crackers. Why are they eating so many crackers? Don't they realize that carbs are bad for you? I'm sorry, but I can't have this communion wine. Is it Pinot Grigio? I don't think so.
Speaking of crackers,
it's like, oh geez. Okay, so Bethany and Carol Bethany's in the car. I just wrote Beth car, and that's what I write for Carol too.
Bethany's just talking. Now she's talking about Luann being right. She's like, well, hey, you know what? Like, I'm proud. I had one of Luann's last big nights. Like, we went out on Halloween. Like, basically, I'll take credit for it. Like, I had like one of her last nights. That was me.
They cut to her, you know, being drunk Diana in a car.
Yeah. Like, congratulations. God, you had a blackface night.
Yeah, let's pile on the abuse for Luann in this episode. They're like, don't forget she was in blackface. Yeah, let's bring that up. Let's bring that up with Kevin right now. He's like, yeah, this is great. He's like, I want to kill this lady in my backseat.
So she's seriously. Like, you know, there's so many ways that Luann can handle it. Like, seriously. Like, literally. She could cry. She could not cry. She could sob. She could not sob. She could smile. She could not smile. I mean, who knows? Run around the block. Not run around the block. You know, go to a buffet. Not go to a buffet. I mean, I don't know.
She could laugh. She could not laugh. Yeah. She could sing. She could not sing. She could sit. She could stand. She could walk. She could run.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like, she's going to rehab for 28 days. Like, what is that, 28 days? Like a Sandra Bullock movie? Like, is that enough?
What's that? She gonna go like hang out with some zombies now? Huh? She gonna go like take over London right now? Be like, I want to eat your brains? Like, literally? Like, she's not gonna eat brains. Luann? Yeah. She could eat brains.
She's addicted to brains. She's gonna go like, brains. Seriously. She goes, well, it'll be interesting to see her fresh and like never drink again.
And she starts like cracking up in the back seat with herself.
Yeah.
She's such an asshole.
And then, so now I wrote that Carol and Tinsley were talking, but was it just, did I get that wrong? Was Tinsley talking to Dale still?
I wrote Tinsley and Carol.
Oh, so they must be talking.
Yeah, no, she was never talking to Dale. I just wrote, I wrote Tinsley and her mom, but it was Carol. It's just because I heard like an old voice on the other end.
In my mind, I thought that she was also talking to Dale. I was fully like,
well, she does talk to her later.
I mean, I still stand by the fact that Dale was sitting there eating Russell Stover chocolates. I mean, Dale was on that call too.
Let's not, I know, that's why it. I didn't kick Dale out of that scene.
Yeah,
I was
Dale was just saying, they're having a three-way. Dale was like, go on, Carol, talk. I'm just going to sit here in my Ross's Dovers.
I could see her fully dressed in like a pantsuit, like sitting outside on a pool chair eating just Russell Stover's chocolates.
Russell Stover chocolates, just listening to Carolyn Tinsley. That was a good one, Carol. That was a good joke. So Carolyn Tinsley are talking about how Luann is here from the police. And I love they're just like cracking up about the fact that Luann slipped out of her handcuffs. Because that's what we were all thinking. Like, how awesome and hilarious is it that Luann got out of her handcuffs? And they show it again, her just like being like, ah, I'm free. I learned that one from El Chapo, my good friend.
Now get over here so I can bite off your head.
Now, excuse me, I believe there's a tunnel somewhere near here I have to climb into. I'm going to Cuba.
So Carol's like, whoa, I was like, no way. And then I saw the video of the arraignment.
Then they show the video and the judge is like, listen, okay, I don't know if you're an alcoholic, but stop drinking. And she's like, well, you know, I, and he goes, look, everything you can say can be used against you, so just don't talk. And she goes, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm.
I know thank I'm not you. Supposed to talk, but what if I sing 3, 2, 1, I'm in court. I'm in court. I'm going to jail because I failed at my breathalyzer.
I have a question. Why do birds suddenly appear every jail time birds. I am near?
Da, 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 da. That's night court. Night court, everyone.
I had it coming. I had it coming. There, I admit it. I only have myself and Tom to blame.
D'Agostino, singer. Frankel, Madly.
Salt Shaker, Deadly.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, rock. 7 o'clock, oh, let's just get to it. Jailhouse rock.
I hate counting. How many counts do I have? I am the countess. It comes back to Carol and she's like,
so, Tinsley, were you at the same jail as Luann? And she's like, yes, Gun Club Road Girl. Yes, it was the same. But it wasn't the same because I had a misdemeanor and she has 4 felonies. Hey, by the way, are you going to that skinny jeans party?
These fucking people.
So then, Carol's not going because her plane lands from L.A. like an hour before the party or whatever. So, and then we see Ramona and Dorinda, and Dorinda's like, so you going to go to that skinny girl jeans party? I hope there's no salt shakers there. I'll be extra careful. And Ramona's like, no, wasn't invited. And honestly, I don't think I would go anyway because, I don't know, Bethany was mean to me. And I didn't like it. And they do a flashback of her being, you don't support other women. Which is like really one of my favorite scenes of all time now. I've been saying that all week long. I'll be like at Sprouts and I'll just be like walking by bananas like, you don't support other women.
Like when something's not on sale that you want.
I know.
You don't support other women. Okay, bananas.
Okay.
So we get to see a clip of that again and it's hilarious. And then Dorinda's like, well, you know, we were in a good place until the Nutcracker.
Yeah, and now Dorinda has been riled up about this Nutcracker thing where now she's like upset about it but trying to act like she's not upset, but she's really upset. She's like, I mean, she could just say thank you. She's like, you've been thank you, you know. But what was funny is, oh, I guess it was later, never mind, I'll get to it later, but either way,
I don't need this kind of negativity in my life. Okay, I don't need that. I could be alone. I was like, you hurt yourself with a salt shaker. You cannot be alone. Okay, we know what happens to you when you're alone. You're stabbing yourself in the hands, you're dropping like heavy salt shakers on yourself. The last person that ever needs to be alone is you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And Ramona goes, what a bunch we are.
What a bunch, okay? So then, speaking of what a bunch they are, we then go to Sonia. She is in basically a hazmat quarantine of like plastic drapes on her bed because her apartment's going through renovations. But it looks like someone came in and is like, okay, you have Ebola, so you just stay on your bed until we get this all yes. sorted out.
Yes, it's like the Boysenwood Bible or whatever. Yeah, she's in bed. It's like E.T.
Yeah, it is.
So she's like, oh my God, I'm so allergic to all this dust. Oh,
I'm going to be staying with Tinsley because I'm allergic to dust and mites. Oh, I can't find my underwear, but that's okay. Oh, $3. I've got $3. And then she's smelling her underwear and piling them up and just going through her bills. And I just love that Sonia is like having a one-woman show in every scene that's her. You know?
I know. She doesn't even need her facialist to come in anymore. She's just on that bed with a variety of like random items that she's either sniffing or touching. I was like, this is literally a view of Sonia as a homeless lady. Like, I am seeing her right now, like, with these plastic things up. She looks like she's in her, like, her own little tarp tent, you know? And I'm not trying to be, like, insensitive to the situation. But, like, what I'm seeing right now is I feel like I'm looking at a woman on the street. Just, like, rambling and going through random, like, pieces of, like, trash. Like, not trash, but,
yeah,
like,
it's like you're getting a items. Look on the inside of a tent city, you know? Because she's literally in, a plastic tent in her bed.
She's in a plastic tent, like, picking up random things, sniffing them, like, inhaling, like, giving herself tinctures, which I don't think that's necessarily, like, a common homeless thing to do. But, like, you know, like, she's, like, spraying stuff in her mouth. And, like, it was just, it was
so
intense.
Good. It's like a one-woman show, the Sonjina monologues.
Yeah, and so she's talking about how she reached out to Luann and everything, and she's like, you know, I know that Luann is strong and she's a proud woman. I'm like, just like me, Lou, proud dog. Like, I got Luann a little staircase to get up on the bed.
I don't want her to think I'm sticking my nose in it, but when she passes, I'm totally gonna blow her ashes in someone's face. I'll tell you that right now. That's how she sends everybody out. And she has jury duties call. What is it called? Summons or whatever. Yeah. And she's like, "You're all guilty. You're all guilty." Which is so how I am.
That was actually such a funny moment. I just loved that. Like, Sonia Justice. You know what? You're all guilty. Guilty of love in the first degree. Is that so wrong?
Tawny. It's like Tawny never comes. So Bethany's in the car with Kevin. I wrote car again, damn it. So she's still in the car with Kevin. This is Bethany's whole life, basically. Bethany in the car with Kevin. She's like, I got a weird feeling about tonight. Like, it's weird. And he goes, weird good? She's like, no, like, unsettled. Like, seriously? Like, literally. Seriously? Carol, seriously. Rough patch? Like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, Carol's not even coming. Calm down.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So now, well, before that, though, we go to Ramona at the doctor's office. And
oh, how did I skip Ramona at the doctor's? Oh, my
I don't know.
God,
it's,
what a sin.
I don't know. I you're a man of mystery. I don't
know. Don't try and figure it out, Ben, okay?
I don't
I'm
understand.
Like Twin Peaks. You just you just wait until it's over and you say, that was good, and move on with your day.
So Ramona, who was furious at Bethany last week for implying for saying like what you have to have a whole infomercial, okay, you have to have a whole infomercial. Now she actually literally has an infomercial. This entire scene was a hilarious infomercial. So Ramona shows up at this doctor's office and she's like, now that my divorce is final, I don't have to work, but let's face it, I enjoy working and I've always been entrepreneurial, and I'm really excited to do my anti-aging skincare, Ageless by Ramona. Okay,
people always say to me, you're reverse aging, like Benjamin Button. You can facelift, Botox, do this, fillers, that, but it's about what you put on your face.
I'm like, Ramona, you have like 10 facelifts, and you have Botox and fillers. I mean, I'm glad that you're keeping it lubed up, but come on.
Soon, I'm going to be working on a tugboat, just like Benjamin Button. And I'll be like, toot, toot, because everyone's got to get away from my boat, and I'm going to be tugging along my old face, because I've anti-aged and become younger. And soon, Kate Blanchett will be cradling me like a little baby. And she'll be like, whoa, you look great for your age. Are you 1 year old? And I'll be like, no, I'm 63, okay?
People are always saying to me, if you take another dress from the dressing room, not ever coming back on my talk show again, okay?
But guess what? You can say that all you want, but it's not going to change the suppleness, the quality of your skin, okay? I've always been entrepreneurial. One time when I was a little girl, I was like, whoa, I want to have a lemonade stand. And I set up a little lemonade stand. Geraldine Parsons Smith, she came up to me and she was like, whoa, you don't know what lemonade even is. That's just water that you put yellow in. And I was like, no, it's not. She said, yes, it is. And she knocked over all my lemonade. And to this day, I still can't listen to Beyonce's album. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Geraldine took a lemon off a tree and threw it at my head. And it hurt. But that's when I realized, oh my God, I don't look 10 years old. I look 9 years old now. So I realized citrus. That's what I need. Citrus.
To this day, ever since Geraldine Parsons Smith threw a lemon at my head, I have trouble drinking Sprite. I can only drink half a bottle of Sprite because it's the lime half. I can't drink the lemon half.
So the doctor, she's like, I want to start with the serum that's hydrating. Okay? When I was working with the doctors, I said, I want a serum. It absorbs into your skin. Look, it just melts right into your skin. I'm like lotion? Like lotion, Ramona?
Yeah.
And the doctor was like, it's so light and so citrusy. She goes, that's my scent. That's my scent. Smell me. And she my goes, yeah, you smell. She goes, yeah, you smell like this.
They have a flashback.
Like the product.
Yeah.
Stupid Ramona.
And there's a flashback of Tom saying, you smell like grapefruit, which is also like, who says that to someone?
No kidding. You smell like a Weight Watchers breakfast. How romantic.
I want to give props to Dr. Amy Lewis for rocking a really impressive Deborah Messing wig. Like, you really killed it. Like, you basically are Grace Adler. Like, well done. And then Ramona, of course, now is giving herself props. She goes, just so you know, I become a maven at whatever I'm interested in. So, for instance, last night I was like, I want to have a slice of cheesecake. I'm a cheesecake maven now. Wow.
I become passionate about it. Not just passionate, but I become, like, intelligent about it, okay?
I'm a maven of intelligence, okay? I'm a maven.
Cheesecake. Citrus cheesecake, okay?
Oh, lemon ricotta cheesecake. I'm a maven. Hashtag maven.
Bethany was mean about my skincare, but to be successful in life, you can't look behind you, or to your left, or to your right, or upstairs, or downstairs, in a car, outside of a car. You just say, you know what, Bethany? You don't support other women, okay?
You just follow the beeps, and if the beeps get louder and louder, you stop, and you start digging in the sand until you find a trinket. That's how you're successful. That's the direction you go in, okay?
Stephen Fry here. My new podcast series, Great Leap Years, is brought to you by our innovative friends Hyundai, who with the invention of Hyundai Click to Buy, made it quick and easy to purchase a new Hyundai in the same place you buy everything else, online. It doesn't sound like a new idea, but like all good inventions, it feels like it's been around forever. And to get my new podcast series, visit StephenFry.com/Great Leap Years.
Trust me, I'm a maven.
In the car with Bethany and Kevin. Okay, so this is where she's like, I got a weird feeling. I got a weird feeling. I'm just unsettled. Like, I'm going to see Carol. Like, we had a rough patch. Like, I thought it was over. I texted her. I was like, oh my God, look, it's the holidays, you know, because like, I was sad and depressed. And so I texted her a picture and I said, I miss you. And then she said, that's a lot. I'm like, no, I mean, well, no, that's a little.
Bethany goes, I texted, I said, I miss you. You seem cold. I'm like, how are you expecting a warm response when you accuse someone? Like, I miss you. You're cold. Like, you can't insult someone and then be like, let's be friends again, Bethany. You got to work on that. It doesn't work that way. Okay.
She goes, well, that's not a lot. It's a little. Okay. And I said, we got issues. And she said, I don't want to deal with that. We'll talk about it next year. Okay, well, it's next year. And Kevin's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Is it another fucking year in the front seat of this car?
Great. Yeah, exactly. And then she's like, and I got this nutcracker situation. Dorinda's, I guess, mad at me about that. I mean, like, when I didn't say thank you enough. And then actually they show a flashback of Bethany being like, thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you so much. You saved, like, she was actually being super grateful. Yeah, but just not during the party.
Yeah, just not during the party. It was when Dorinda said that she could find it for her.
Yeah. So anyway, so Bethany arrives because she's showing up at her Skinny Girl Jeans event. So she gets out of the car and then she's like trying to walk through pedestrians. I just love how she just doesn't know how to deal with people. She's like, wait, which way do I go? I wish I had one of those like beeper things that Ramona has. Wait, left, right, huh? No, side to side, shuffle, backwards, forwards, square dance.
And then one of her, what's the matter, what's going on, what's happening, ladies, it's like, Bethany, you look marvelous. Now look here, people can walk down Skinny Girl Alley, Beth. Skinny Girl Alley. It's an alley made of mirrors where people can see how good they look in their skinny girl jeans, Bethany.
It's like, and if you're too big, then you don't deserve to be in this party anyway, because you can't fit down Skinny Girl Alley. It's a way to weed them out.
Well, she got in a little trouble. Well, not trouble, but like social media trouble, which I guess she's used to. But when she said she was coming out with skinny girl jeans, everyone was like, oh my God, how dare you, fat shamer? You know, it's like the most inappropriate label to put on jeans. And so she's very careful in this episode of being like, oh my God, we got size zeros, we got size 3000s. Like, seriously, no one is too fat for my jeans, okay? Yeah. All right, let's try it. Bring the fattest person you know here, and we'll put them in jeggings, okay?
Yeah. So Tinsley shows up and she's like trying to order a drink from the bartender, and she was like, do you have any like red wine? No. White wine? No. And he's like, well, we have a lychee martini. She's like, perfect. I don't know why she's just like very excited about that lychee martini. She was like, oh my God. Dale's just sitting there on the phone, be like, what'd he say? She could put it on speaker. I want to hear. What'd he say?
I'll tell you what, Tinsley. That Forrest Gump was right. You never know what you're going to get. Was that a hazelnut? Was that a hazelnut in that chocolate?
Mom, I broke up a Tito, but they don't have wines, and I can have Tito.
Well, just don't get obsessed when he says he needs more time to himself, Tinsley. Okay?
I am so disappointed. Why? What did I do? Not in you. I just had one of those chocolates that was just chocolate.
Who puts, like, no cherry? Who puts cherries inside of chocolates these days, Tinsley?
When is Mr. Stover going to realize that we need a guide on these chocolate boxes? I don't want to have a surprise every time.
So then we get, and then Bethany comes up to her. She's like, oh my God, it's you, Tinsley. Oh my God. So you were out of town with your boyfriend? Oh, that's great. Did you get a ring yet? And she's like, no, just another diamond bracelet.
So then Sonia arrives. She looks fully like a white version of the lady in the beginning of Little Shop of Horrors, who's like, the sun comes up at 7, and you know, I was singing Skid Row, like, you know that lady
goes up at 7,
and it's time to go. She's like, you know that lady walking with like the bags down the street in that scene. Sonia's like, well, the alarm goes off at 7, it's time to rise. Like, Campbell's like, sing it, child. Because it's 5 a.m. I'm just like, I'm doing the total Luann.
The guy who's working the buffet is like, and then you go downtown.
Skinny girl, where the jeans are tight. Skinny girl, where the drinks are light. Skinny girl, where you're just helping Bethany grow. Down on God, Skinny Girl
down
Alley.
On Skid Row, okay? I'll tell you, but that's where the skinny girl party is. Skid Row. Who goes there, okay? They're like, if I saw that woman homeless in front of singing in front of a building, I'd say, you know what? You need citrus, okay? On your face.
Oh, maybe it's right.
You'll
so
still be homeless, but at least you'll be young and homeless, okay?
Have you noticed that homeless lady looks younger and younger and younger? Anti-aging homeless lady.
So Sonia comes in like a fur Paddington Bear hat. Yeah, she just looks crazy. And she's like, oh, Jeff and Olive, I'm not eating meat, only vegetables. I'm like, you're wearing a fur hat.
Yeah. She just goes, I'm vegan now. Like it was just decided literally 30 seconds before. It was like an improv exercise where someone like tapped her and she's like, okay, I'm vegan now. Great.
Oh, veggie man, are those vegetables? I'm vegan now. Oh, is that a falafels? I love falafels. That's chickpea, right? And the guy goes, garbanzo beans, which, by the way, is a chickpea, people.
It's the same thing. And, yeah. And she goes, oh, garbanzos. I eat those. And he's like, okay. And then she's like, well, though, she's like, they make me gassy, though. So then Sonia, she sees like a raw bar, a bunch of like oysters. She's like, oh, perfect. And she just starts eating them. She goes, I mean, I'm vegan, but I allow myself seafood because it's raw.
It's like the shrimp are cooked, ma'am.
Like, you're making Portia Williams look good, okay? Like, how are you making Portia Williams look like the authority here?
So then she starts taking the seaweed off the display, and she goes, oh, that's the display? Well, I had to eat the garnish. It's a delicacy. And then she just starts dancing while she's eating, and the buffet guy starts dancing with her. It's like, oh my God, that's me at every wedding I ever go to alone.
So Bethany starts making a speech about who knows what. Like, oh my God, jeans. You know what I like about jeans? They can wear them. They fit all people. I'm like, jeans. Also, like DNA. That's pretty cool. You know, there's like DNA. DNA is in us, and those jeans. I'm like, okay.
Fat girls, skinny girls, you know, any kind of girls. Like, not really in between, but mostly like really fat or really skinny. Like, look, it feels very inclusive to me, and that's what I love about it.
We got like a guy up here, but like it's all about women. Like, we have one guy, all women. Like, it's for women. It's a woman thing. It's like, okay. So then Dorinda like hobbles in. She's now wearing a boot, skinny girl boot. And from her salt shaker injury, she's like, I'm my 15 black. Yay. So so they're all just, now they're all just like talking and gabbing. They're kind of all talking over each other. And Sonia is talking to Tinsley and Dorinda. And she's talking to Tinsley about moving in because she's going to be moving in because her house is under construction. And she's like, yeah, I got all my life. My whole world is just on that four-post bed. And I don't know if you caught this, but Dorinda goes, I can imagine what that consists of.
I might better get his soul shaking.
So Bethany's like, all right, Dorinda, like, are you mad at me? Like, what's going on? And she's like, yeah,
Bethany, we're done with that. Let's have this conversation once and move through it, okay? Because I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, why'd you say thank you in front of everyone? You should have said thank you. No, I was sensitive about it. But now I didn't even want to see a Nutcracker again because it's been making me so crazy. Now I'm seeing Nutcrackers everywhere.
Yeah.
It's Christmas, so.
Bethany's response is pretty much like, yeah, well, remember the night before Puerto Rico? Remember how you acted like a crazy person? I celebrated Puerto Rico, huh? How about that? She's like, we're not even talking about that. Yeah, no, we are, because that's what friends do. I'm a good friend, okay? Just remember that. I took on a private plane.
She not only uses your bad minutes against you, she, like, holds on to it. She's like the movie Jaws.
No, she goes bad Jaws movie. The water
again. Dum, 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 dum. Dorinda.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, Bethany is that Jaws movie. Just when you think it's safe to go back in the water, dun 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 dun, dun. Shot, shaker, you lost a leg.
The shot comes off and takes off your salt shaker.
So I like how she calls it that Jaws movie. Like, no, I forget what it's that movie about the Jaws, whatever it's called. Jaws.
And Bethany's like, yeah, but why'd you talk behind my back, okay? Like, if Bethany, she's coming God. Ready to apologize, but then once somebody is nice about it, she's like, okay, I'll yell at you then. Like, if you're not gonna turn it on me, then I'll turn it on you. So now she's like, well, why'd you talk about behind my back? Like, why can't you just say it to my face? Like, seriously. And she goes,
well, you know, it's just because, like, I thought it was okay. But then Carol came up and said, I can't believe she didn't thank you. And the music goes, Abchum!
And Bethany does like that thing where if you like spritz a cat with water, the cat's like, wah. She does that. Wah, wah,
wah. She drops a ball of yarn and runs under a couch.
Right. By the way, I can't stand the why'd you talk about behind my back? Like, you guys all talk about everything behind each other's back. You know, sometimes you just can't talk about everything to someone's face right at that moment. Okay. Someone says something, it bothers you, and then you think, I feel like I should talk to Bethany about this, but like maybe I'll talk, let me check in with so-and-so. I think that maybe I'm overreacting. Like, sometimes in life, you just wind up talking behind someone's back, and it's not a thing. It just happens. So, yeah. Like, don't try to, like, derail it this
well,
way.
Also,
so anyway, so
that's her argument, too, later in the episode with Carol. She's like, what, do I have to say everything to your face? Like, seriously?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, but Dorinda basically is she kind of throws Carol under the bus. Well, she's like, well, Carol is the one who said, well, like, what the hell? She didn't even thank you. So Bethany's like, huh? So Bethany is like, well, you know, that's classic Dorinda, okay? She always is like, if she can throw someone under the bus, she will, okay? She will. And then 2 seconds later, Bethany's like, well, I heard that you were super mad because Ramona said that you were, like, inconsolable about it. And I'm like, you just threw Ramona under the bus the way Dorinda threw Carol under the bus. What are you talking about, Bethany?
She's like, well, Ramona has no right to use my voice to say how I feel. And Ramona's very upset with you, okay? And so she's using it to pile on. You see what she's doing? You see what she's doing?
And Bethany's like, all right, look, you saved Christmas, and that's the truth, okay? So can we just hug now? Can we just hug? Yay, Christmas saver. Woohoo, Christmas. Yay, you saved Christmas. Yeah. Yay. Kids are getting presents now, okay, Dorinda? Can we hug?
Like, yeah.
Can you get me a lightweight salt shaker, please? Then this hot bartender he's like hot but skeevy. He starts hitting on Sonia, and he's bringing drinks to Sonia and Tinsley, and you know it's like a typical Sonia being like, oh, I'm single right now. I'm single. Let me flick my hair. I'm single. I'm single. But you're young.
Yeah.
You know.
And he's like too lazy to even make a man bun. He's got like a man like, I don't
spaghetti
know.
Spaghetti pile.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a ribbon. It's tied like one of those ribbons that you wear for like breast cancer or AIDS or whatever. Like that little ribbon shape. I'm like, lazy. Yeah. So Dorinda and Tinsley are talking about Luann. And Dorinda's saying, I'm not going to say it's all coming. But, you know, you open the cabinet and boom, it's on your foot. She's like, well, what are we talking about?
Lou, you know what Lou does? She goes back to the crime scene. She's a crime scene goer. I'm like, is that a thing? A crime scene goer? She goes, she's a crime scene goer.
Yeah, she goes, she's a return to the crime scene goer. You know those people who are arsonists? I was like, what? I think you mean arsonists. I don't know what she's talking. I was trying to figure out what she's talking about.
You know the old lace? You know when people wear old lace? You know, arsonists and old lace. Those are they. Go to crime scene. They're like a return to the crime scene goer. I like how she just like, I like how she creates a new category of person, like in a very indelicate way. It's like, you know those people who love making left turns? Yeah, left turn people makers. Yeah, that's what they're called.
Why would you return to your left turn? Go to the Breakers! And Tinsley's like, well, I think she might have looked like she was okay, but then she got so drunk and she wasn't okay. And Palm Beach is the smallest place on earth, and she's coming in and I'm responsible.
When Tinsley said, Palm Beach is one of the smallest places on this earth. I was like, okay, Tinsley, just relax. Okay. It's like it has an airport. All right. So like and I guess now would be a really good time to mention that we're bringing Watcher Crappens to Palm Beach. So yes, I guess you could say that we're crime scene goers too.
West Palm Beach. There is a difference.
We are in West Palm Beach, sir. I think the comedy club is in Palm Beach.
It's in West Palm Beach. Improv. And you know how I'm going to find out? I'm going to go right now to watch what crappens.
I'm looking right now. Palm Beach Improv. Let's see. Well, it says it's...
I thought it said West Palm.
You're right. It's West Palm.
That's right. I wouldn't be going to Palm Beach. What am I, a monster?
How could I be so silly to think that we'd be in Palm Beach? But well, you know we are going to go to Palm Beach. We are going to take the Luann Tinsley tour of Palm Beach. We're going to cross that bridge.
Tinsley water.
Yeah, we're going to be there in August, everyone. So if you want to come relive, recreate, be a crime scene re-goer, recapturer with us, go to watchmorecrimes.com to get tickets.
So Bethany comes over and Dorinda's like, look, how many of us have had it that night where we wake up like, what did I do? And Bethany goes, yeah, you did it, Tinsley. Like, you did it. And Tinsley's like, there is a difference. She hit a cop and she slipped out of handcuffs. And Beth's like, oh my God, I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, everyone's just like obsessed with the fact that Luann got out of her handcuffs. I love that like the listeners are obsessed and her cast members are obsessed with it. They're like, that is hilarious. That is the funniest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, she's magical.
Probably the only one who wasn't. Well, no, I was going to say she already laughed about it. Never mind. I was going to say Carol probably wasn't. Carol was probably like, that's not nice to the handcuffs. But Carol laughed about it anyway. So I take it back. My musings from inside my head. This is what goes on inside my head right here. This is what you're all seeing. You're crime scene goers in my own brain. Your brain scene goers.
Turning to the scene of the arsenics.
Yeah.
So Sonia's flirting with the young guy again. And just, you know, embarrassing herself. Vegans. I don't know. Animals. Everything. Fur.
You know.
She's like, do you even have a driver's license? Are you 26? Have you ever slept in a bed with plastic around it?
Do you know what it's like to be under quarantine in Saint-Tropez?
So then she's talking to Bethany, and she's basically, oh my God, you are my inspiration. You inspire so many women to, you know, just lose weight or whatever. I'm gonna fuck that guy. And Bethany's like, I think he's my life partner. Which, you know, means Bethany's drunk because she's like having fun and being
like, because Bethany's like, seriously, thank you all for coming. Like, seriously, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Seriously, thank you for coming. I was like, okay, she's wasted. She's being nice to them. I like Sonia being like, you are such an inspiration to me. Now I know exactly what to do to never have you yell at me on a couch again in my life. I've learned. I'm inspired by that.
By the way, my browser is still on watchwhatcrappens.com, and the first picture is me looking like a sea otter catching a fish in the air. So I'm closing that now.
Okay.
So Carol and Bethany are having lunch together, and Carol's
That's when he shows up.
And yes. Carol shows up with her beats around her neck. She's like, yeah, youth.
I'm young. 99%ers. And then Bethany shows up like a Yeti detective. Okay. She has like a little, like, was she wearing sunglasses? I think a little hat, like a little detective hat. And then this big old, like, Yeti jacket, like monsters that, like a white version of the Monsters, Inc. monster.
Yeah.
And Carol's like, you're like the abominable snowman. And she's like, what, huh?
Yeah, it's more like Monsters, Inc. Like, if I'm going to be a monster, it's going to be somebody with an ink, okay?
Yeah,
I'm
a senior Monster Inc.
Senior VP of Monster Inc., okay?
Like, literally, I was so drunk last night, I woke up, my hair pieces were in a bag of potato chips, which is hilarious. I mean, like, that's how I know I was drunk, because when was the last time I had a potato chip, huh?
She needs a Bloody Mary, please. She's still hungover from last night.
I was like, okay, Judgy, charge your beats. So Bethany's like,
not
oh my
even
god,
good headphones.
The leaking was on, okay?
You,
like,
you don't support Bose headphones, okay? You don't support good audio.
I totally win. All she should have done was had some citrus on her face. So Carol's like, oh my god, the story sounds amazing. My favorite part was the handcuffs. In my mind, she escaped and she's running across the lawn screaming, I'm going to kill you all. I mean, we're laughing, but I mean, it's hilarious. Let's keep laughing.
So you're upset with me? Like, what's going on?
I love how Carol orders, too. She goes,
yeah.
Bread and the cucumber.
I miss that. Bread and a cucumber.
Sounds delicious, Carol.
Yeah.
So yeah, Bethany's like, yeah, all right, well, that was fun. What's going on? Huh? You upset with me? So what's happening? So what's the matter?
Carol says, she's basically like, well, you know, with our friendship, like this summer there was like a new aggressive, dismissive vibe. I'm like, Carol, are you just becoming friends with Bethany? Like, how have you only now found that vibe with Bethany? That's how she, like, that's her love language, to be dismissive and aggressive.
Yeah, well, it's like you turn on the sprinklers every night, but then you stand in front of one and you get mad at the sprinkler. Like, bitch, you're the one who's turned the sprinklers on. You've been turning those sprinklers on for years now, and you've been fine with them.
Really, a perfect analogy. It's a seal.
That's Carol's seal voice sprinkler. Broken up in a sprinkler. Or if it's the hose, if you just turn on the Carol hose, it just goes,
all the plants get scared. They turn into like those like souls that never got their voices back on Little Mermaid. So Carol basically is like, well, I heard that you were like annoyed with Adam, and I wanted to talk to you about it in the Berkshires, but then all you wanted to talk about was how our friendship shifted. The friendship shifted. I didn't get to talk about Adam. And they're like going back and forth about this Adam stuff. And my favorite part about this was then on the bottom of the screen, a Jurassic World promo popped up. Did you see this?
No.
like a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Velociraptor, like. I was like, that is so perfect for right now. Carol and Bethany and then these two dinosaurs are coming at us. Like, what is the scariest part? What is the scariest thing on this screen right now? I'll tell you one thing. It's not the T-Rex.
The other one has a cucumber and some toast. So Bethany's apologizing because she did call Carol and really shit talk Adam, but she did that because she thought they were broken up. So it's kind of her way of helping, being like, yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah, and by the way, she said she's not upset at all about Carol's contributions to her. She's like, I don't care about that. But like you said, she basically was like, you know, I actually like Adam, but you know what? I was like, what he said, it rubbed me the wrong way, and I called you up and I talked a lot of shit because I thought you guys were totally broken up. So I thought like I was able to do that and be okay. And then Carol's like, but it wouldn't have been okay anyway. And she's like, no, I know. And she goes, listen, I question his motive sometimes, and that's my prerogative. I, you know, it was my bad. And she actually was like fully like, no, I should not have. I talked too much. I misjudged the situation is basically what she's saying.
But she keeps saying, I'm allowed. I'm allowed. Okay. Yeah. Like, I'm allowed to say that.
And so Carol, she goes, but look, Carol, I love you. Like, seriously, like, it's Christmas, and I texted you, and I sent a picture of us. And I said, you know, like, I miss you. And then you said, it's a lot. And she goes, you said that's what happened. That's not what actually happened. And she goes, so what happened?
And then Carol just kind of rolls her eyes, kisses Bethany's like, uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah. And it's like, commercial. So yeah. We come back. She's like,
and also, I just want to say before going down this path a little bit that Carol says that she doesn't like that Bethany saw Adam's actions in a negative light. What she doesn't, because Bethany says that the way Adam acted, that it rubbed her the wrong way. And Carol says that she doesn't like that Bethany thought that saw Adam's actions in a negative light and then talked to everyone else about it. So she feels like Bethany went and just like yammered and talked shit about Adam to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I got to L.A. and I opened my phone and you've got all these texts and you're like, why are you mad? And Ramona's a terrible person and all this. And I said, this is not a conversation for text. And then you just kept texting. And
which is so Bethany. She's like, what? I just said, I love you. And it's like, of course she didn't. She called.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 pages of text just ranting like a crazy person.
I love that she just like annoyed the fuck out of Carol. Like Carol's like, she's like, well, like, what's going on? I miss you. And then she's just like ranting about Ramona. And Carol's like, can we just like talk about this when we get back to you? I can't right now. And Bethany just kept on texting her. And then I like Carol goes, she had no respect for what I just said. I'm like, well, okay, well, yeah, I guess she didn't because you said, can we talk about this later? But like, you know, if someone keeps texting you after you say, I can't talk right now, you just be like, ugh, they're being annoying. Don't be like, they have no respect for me and for my boundaries. Like,
yeah,
take a seat.
Okay,
take
Carol,
a seat.
Yeah, calm down over there. She's like, I'm going to write an article about this in Vogue. Or whatever.
Yeah. So now Carol starts saying that she's mad that Bethany said that she looked sad. When Carol left Bethany's Christmas party, when Bethany was like, she looks sad. So Carol's like, I didn't like that. And Carol's like, I would never tell Ramona that you look sad about your breakup with Dennis. I'm like, even though you, but you did. Sorry, I'm getting twisted in my own logic. She's saying, if it were me, I would never be like, oh, you look sad. You look sad. I'm like, but when you walked out of the party with Dorinda, you were like, wow, she didn't thank you. I'm like, so you would do something like that.
Yeah, they're all hypocrites, and I love it. And Bethany's like, I'm not allowed to say that. What, do I have a gag order? Like, seriously? Like, I can't talk about you if you're not, like, seriously?
I just
say
you look sad. I said look sad. Look sad.
I would love to see Bethany with the gag order.
Yeah, yeah, good luck.
She'd still be like,
the gag would give up. The gag would be like, I can't. Like, you guys can't hear it because I'm covering it, but like my ear that's in her mouth is like, I can't hear any more of this shit.
Breaking news, New York City. A gag has killed itself. A gag jumped out of someone's mouth and into traffic, New York City.
And it was run over by Kelly Bensimon.
Who is friends with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah. So Carol doesn't like that Bethany has been gossipy. That's what it really boils down to. She feels like Bethany has been talking behind her back about Adam, and now she's talking about Ramona, and she just feels like Bethany is super gossipy, and that's the issue.
Yeah,
and
she's saying she didn't even know they had a problem until she heard about it from everybody else, which is true. But here is also where I switch sides. It's like it happens every week. It's not really sides, because I think they're both assholes, but now I'm like, okay, Carol, enough. Like, shut up. Like, her blog the week that this came out the day, either the day before the show aired or the day of the show. And it's just another, like, rant against Bethany. And it's like, okay, you're overplaying your hand, ma'am. Okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing that's happened is this bad. Calm yourself.
It's weird because I feel like Bethany actually stated her case really well. And I'm like, you know, what Bethany's saying is, like, she did say, you know what, she seems sad. And she also was like very upfront about that whole conversation she had about Adam and everything. But then where Bethany lost me is that like she made it sound like she sent three lines of text. And then Carol's like, no, she was texting this, this, and this, and this. And I was just like, this is too big of a conversation. We'll talk when we get back in New York. So it's like Bethany is leaving out information, which is not, that's not cool. But then again, Carol, it's like, why don't you just call her? Like, why did you not? And I think that's like part of the issue is that there probably was a time where Carol would have called and they would have talked, and then Carol doesn't call her now.
Yeah.
So that's why Bethany is acting crazy.
And Carol's like,
oh, should we hug it out? I'm not really a hugger.
And Bethany's like, Bethany goes, well, with debating. Bethany's like, no, Carol. Everything you do is the debate. You're always debating me. It's like you're checking boxes. Like, you win, Carol. Yeah, you win. You win. Okay? You win. Yeah, you got it. You check the box. She's like, no, that's what you're doing, Bethany. Which is funny because that's like a debate. But and then Bethany's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, literally, I can't. And Carol's like, I don't want an apology. It's like, oh my God. And then Bethany goes, it's like you're just being so critical. You're so critical. I'm like, do you remember that you reamed out Ramona last episode? Do you remember, Miss? Like Bethany is not critical.
Yeah. Do you remember every talking head you've done? Like, even in this episode.
Yeah. So she pulls out a lozenge. That's how you can tell that Bethany is like now like rendered powerless. She has to pull out a lozenge.
Yeah.
My throat.
Yeah. So or my throat. Sorry, it was the wrong lozenge voice.
No, that was Bethany's voice when she needs a lozenge.
My throat. Okay, that's much better. Listen, I'm sorry. I'll apologize to you. I'll apologize to Adam. I'll apologize to everyone. I'll apologize to the waiter. I'll apologize to the lozenge. I'll apologize to the Yeti who I killed to get this jacket.
All right, I'll just sit here peacefully, suck this lozenge, and watch you eat bread and a cucumber, okay?
Yeah.
And so they talk about hugging, and she's like, I'm not really a hugger. She goes, you've hugged me before. It's like, okay, let's hug. You win again, Bethany.
Yeah, so they have like a fake hugging resolution moment. So now we go to Sonia moving into Tinsley's hotel apartment.
So good. So Sonia is thrilled because this is like the lap of modern luxury. It's not like the old broke down leftover luxury from days of yore. Mm-mm. It's like this new luxury thing. And she's like, Tinsley's like, no one is going to call me a bad friend again. So she's like, welcome! Look, I got you a Louis Vuitton!
Look, and,
you know, like, there's a Louis Vuitton merch! And Sonia's like, oh my God, a Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, she's listen, somebody stayed on my yacht once, and they gave me a Louis Vuitton, and it has hand-painted, and it was a fake, and I tried to return it. I was like, I'd like to return this Louis Vuitton to the Louis Vuitton store, and they wouldn't take my Louis Vuitton.
And that's when I got my first... my first headshot, not headshot, what am I talking, mugshot.
Yeah, so Tinsley was like, she's like, okay, here are the rules when you stay with Tinsley. There are no rules. Actually, there's one rule. You can't actually stay with me. You're going in a different room. He got the penthouse.
This was so good that she rented a whole penthouse to not have Sonia in her house. I mean, that is priceless. And Sonia's like, who can say no to a penthouse? It's her plastic forever the bed, just in case there's mites.
Yeah. Even, actually, she still managed to complain a little bit, because she's like, well, it's bittersweet, because I was really looking forward to having a slumber party. I was like, you have a penthouse in Tinsley's hotel apartment, okay? Like, just take it. And you got a Louis Vuitton bag for free. Well, she's happy. Sonia... Tinsley made up for it. Tinsley finally made up for it. Sonia was happy as a clam at a raw bar being eaten by a vegan.
Yeah, she really, she really was. So Dorinda goes to the park and she's like getting her phone up to her face and it looks like it's going to be for a FaceTime. But then Luann calls and she's like, you got me doing an Insta. That's what I like to call Dorinda on the bench.
This is more shocking. Hearing from you is more shocking than a giant salt shaker falling and breaking my other foot. That's a sequel to Misery called Salty.
Well, I can hardly believe it, first of all. Here was the plan. I was invited to a wedding in Chile, and I figured I would fly into Palm Beach and just stay with a friend and then go see my family in Jupiter. And then, well, it didn't happen like that.
Turns out El Chapo already flew down to Chile, took my spot, and I was like, well, what am I gonna do? Are we just gonna sit around here in Palm Beach and drink? Guess what? Option B.
Oh, then I go to lunch and I sit in the same seats where I had lunch with Tom. And then I went and had cocktails at the place we loved having vodka martinis, not vodka martinis. And then I ended up in the hotel we had our wedding lunch in. Why did I do that?
Then I went to a shoe store where I sat down. And I was like, hey, I remember sitting in this exact space to try on some Crocs with Tom.
There was a crosswalk. We wouldn't wait for the light to blink. And I walked across the crosswalk without waiting for the light to blink. Why?
I went into a yogurt land. It's the same yogurt land that Tom and I used to go into. And I use the exact same nozzle to pull the exact same flavor that I always get at yogurt land. The same ones with Tom. Why? Why?
I watched Friends on the plane. That's what I did with Tom. Why would I do that?
I sat on the aisle. I always sit on the aisle. Why? Last time I sat on the aisle was with Tom. Why? Why?
Not to mention the aisle. Oh.
We went to I went to Dave and Buster's by myself. I did skee ball. I always did skee ball with Tom. Why would I do that? What a mistake. So Dorinda's like, well, because Luann's like, oh, all these emotions, they just came flooding back. Too much for me to handle. And Dorinda's like, don't ever go back to Palm Beach. That is not a vacation destination for you anymore. No more Palm Beach. What about West Palm? No!
Well, I was trying to drink out the emotions, you know? I knew I needed help, and I hit a wall. I wish it hadn't been a brick wall. What am I, the Kool-Aid man?
3, 2, 1, is a brick wall. I hit my head hard on the brick wall. Kool-Aid, brick wall.
And then before you knew it, the piano man switched into a montage we hadn't even practiced. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you, eh?
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna slip out of my handcuffs and sing. 3, 2, 1. El Nutcracker, Nutcracker. No, Nutcracker, Nutcracker. Did you notice Dorinda's iPhone? She's talking to Luann, so it has her contact. You know, like when you call someone on an iPhone, at the top it'll say like Ronnie Karam. But if I have like two contact entries for you, let's say I have one that says like Ronnie Karam and one that says like Flip It, you know, from TVgasm. If you call me, it would say Ronnie Karam or Flip It. So on hers it said Luann de Lesseps or Luann and Anna de Lesseps. And it like couldn't even fit on the screen. It said Luannadess, like one word. Like clearly the first time that Dorinda ever met Luann, she just mashed in these letters like Luannadess. Yeah, that fun girl. I mean, it probably should count as. Like she couldn't be. This is Salt Shaker family before it wins the space bars.
Well, I hope that's not her ice contact. They'd be like, what the fuck is this? Hey, my foot's turning black. Like, what?
Let me tell you something. Now that I'm a jailbird who's flown the coop, I'm now in rehab and trying to avoid all these zombies in these 28 days while I'm here. I have to say it was hard. The hard thing was calling my children and being like, no Taco Tuesday this week, I'm in jail. And then I had to call my mom and...
My mom hasn't been this disappointed since I did a news story in a Big Lots parking lot.
I'll tell you, this is rock bottom. You can't get worse than being arrested. This is rock bottom. I'm like, it can get a lot worse than being arrested, probably.
Yeah, give it time, honey. Give it time. So she's like, well, I'm reconnecting. I'm reconnecting with my soul. And Dorinda's like, that sounds good. I want to come. It's like, you'll get your chance.
Oh, you certainly will. You certainly will.
She's like, well, you do have to get arrested first. I think 3 mugshots is enough of this group. Who's the 3rd mugshot?
Sonia.
Oh. I forgot Sonia got arrested.
Yeah, I thought you just mentioned it.
I did?
I actually had forgotten, too, until I thought you had mentioned it just before. Yeah, Sonia has a mugshot.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. I forgot, and I just mentioned it. I mean, that's pretty sad.
Well, you know, it happened. It was a Louis Vuitton incident. I got leprosy from a fake Louis Vuitton vendor. I had to be in quarantine on my bed.
Oh, yeah, that was a just kidding mention. I didn't know Sonia had a mugshot. I love it.
I think it's from a DUI, I think. I don't know. You can look it up. It's a very pretty mugshot.
This show. Yeah. Okay, everybody, we are done with this episode.
And now we're done.
And now we're done. Don't forget to go buy your T-shirts. WatchWhatCrapPins.com. That's also where you can get tickets for our upcoming shows in Phoenix and San Francisco this month. They're going to be a ball.
a big ball. I'm sure we'll be singing some songs like 3, 2, 1, we're in Phoenix and going to San Francisco where I left my heart.
Everybody, we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye now.